When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Welcome to The Approach Shot, the golf show that's more laughs than links, more stories than strokes, more guffaws than golfers. Here are the hosts of The Approach Shot, John Ashton and Neil Michaels.
We are The Approach Shot, and when last we left...
I feel like there should be old music behind us.
I know. Art still was talking about some stuff. We still haven't quite figured out what it was, right? But we're working on it.
Yes, we are. And I'm Neil Michaels, and this is part two of the interview with Art Still, mm-hmm. Or you could say we're still talking to Art Still, but then I feel like I'd have to say it three times. Yeah.
Yeah. If he were here, but he's not. I'm John Ashton. We appreciate you coming back and checking out the six pack and the rest of the information that we had in our conversation. Part two with Art Still. Hang out. It's coming up next.
Okay, so answer a question. You don't have to say it out loud. Just answer it truthfully to yourself. When you engage in sports betting, whether it be online or in person, do you use your head or your heart? See, way too few of us actually use our head because we're not really conversant with all the stats that we need to know in order to make an intelligent decision on who's going to win the game. It is sports season, summer sports season with Major League Baseball, golf, NBA, NHL playoffs. You need the stats, the latest stats, the latest news, scores, all available to follow your favorite teams on a website called Bet Online. You can get the latest odds and lines, including the latest team matchups, player props, and odds on just about every sport out there. So head to the website today. Use your mobile device to get in on the action. It's Bet Online, where the game starts.
NetCredit is here to say yes, because you're more than a credit score. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Application subject to review and approval. Learn more at netcredit.com/partners. NetCredit. Credit to the people.
Who doesn't love a classic chocolate chip cookie? Famous Amos has been making them since the 70s. 1975, to be exact. With semi-sweet chocolate chips and a satisfying crunch, it's everything classic in one bite-sized cookie, and fans couldn't get enough. That's right. You'll find our original recipe, the one you know and love, in every bag of Famous Amos original chocolate chip cookies. Find Famous Amos anywhere you buy your favorite snacks.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun, and that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Welcome
And we are back again. We are The Approach Shot. I'm John Ashton.
I am Neil Michaels, and this is part two of our conversation with Art Still. In fact, you could say we're still talking to Art Still.
Hey, man, that sounds pretty still to me.
Still.
Speaking of stills, well, I went to University of Kentucky, man, and learned how to use a still.
That's what we were wondering.
Yeah, man, I live within probably 20-mile radius of about 13 professional stills, man.
And that's another reason why I went to Kentucky, too, because I want to be closer to more stills.
Yeah, the family reunion.
Gotcha. Whatever.
So I want to hear something. You guys are talking booze. I want to hear about the anti-booze that you're involved in. What's the syndicate coffee team that you're involved in?
Well, you know, the syndicate, man, I don't know if I can talk over public radio on about the syndicate, man, but let me try this right here. Well, no, hey, we started this back, I don't know, you know, because we do a lot of things with me and my wife and all. We do a lot of things with charity groups and all, two foundations and all.
Mm-hmm.
So we came up with this probably, it was before COVID and all, maybe 4 or 5 years ago. But what we was trying to do is the syndicate coffee team. We were approaching foundations and all, because you know everybody drinks coffee and all too.
Yeah.
And we're working along with what they call them places that make the coffee and all, not a distillery.
Baristas.
Well, I'm talking about the people that they bring the coffee in. And we had a local company here in town that brought coffee. They went out, matter of fact, down South America, Mexico, you know, bringing coffee in.
And roasting it,
so to speak.
Yeah, roasters.
Roaster, yeah. So I knew the people. Matter of fact, a good friend of mine worked over there too. So, you know, what we came up with, my sister came up with something long, you know, before this, but then we wound up making that move over there. But it was what we wanted to do was use coffee as a means of 100% of the profit. And all. We worked out a deal with the folks. And then 100% of the profit was going to go back towards the foundation. So, you know, a lot of times you hear companies doing things with foundations, 5-10% money going back. And we just kind of looking. I was just looking at it, you know, because I'm part of a lot of foundations, do a lot of things, too. It wasn't about making any money. But then again, people say if you're doing things, you got to make money as a business and all. But that wasn't our goal and all. But what we found out that a lot of times, and we did get in touch, and was going to be doing some things with some foundations that you almost got to do all the work, the marketing and everything for them.
Yeah.
And it just kind of didn't pan out that way. To me, the concept made a lot of sense and all, because everybody drinks coffee. As people, businesses drink coffee and all too. And then, you know, a lot of times too, it's all about the money. So then you got a conflict with companies that are in the coffee business, that maybe big foundation supporters and all too. So that's how we started. And we thought it was going to go someplace. You know, we drank all the coffee ourselves and all. That's why I'm up right now. I've been up for about 15 years now.
Don't make a lot of money for things that way.
Yeah.
And you call yourself a lifeaholic.
Yeah.
Which after talking to you, I totally get it. I mean, you love life and stuff, but you have the Still for Life program too, which is a wellness program. Is that?
Yeah, and that was the same thing. Everything to me, and I always use the line, and I think, and I got that line. I didn't come up with this stuff, but I got this one. My line is always people, you know, talking about things. I always tell people if I'm talking about nutritional things or working out, I always tell them I'm trying to extend my shelf life. So, what we're finding out now, you know, just like, I do like the day I got a sauna and all. I did my workout. I got a hyperbaric chambers. So there's a variety of things you can do. I watch what I eat. I eat organically as I can and all too. Don't eat as much. But there's a lot of things and all, you know, like Still for Life and all, things that I do to try to extend my shelf life. And again, what we're finding out that there's ways that we can do it individually than going to a doctor all the time. So And I recognize, you know, doctors and medicine, certain pharmaceutical drugs are there for a purpose, but I think sometimes it's overused. And I think sometimes as an individual, and I'm only speaking for myself, that you got to take charge of your own health and you got to do the research. Don't go by just what somebody tells you, but do the research. And there's enough information out there. You can go, you know, through, there's a lot of things on a website through the government and all that talks about health studies and all that kind of stuff.
And this is a guy who went to Kentucky for pre-med. So, you know, listen
no
to
comment.
What I have to say.
No comment. And then, I might have to confess, too, on that, especially on that golf ball, you know, the golf thing we was talking about, I just realized one of my keys, too, when I'm playing, you know, everybody put their signature or put a, you know, something on the ball, man, that reps
some mark.
Yeah, you know what I used to put on my ball? I put CB. You know what that means?
Nope.
No.
So if you hit somebody's house or, you know, take somebody's dog out or something like that, or you know, somebody and they get the ball and it's got a CB and they spot you and all, and they want to give you the ball back or something like that, or they ask you questions, what's the CB for? Oh, Charles Barkley. it's like an honor, man, hitting the house, man. Oh, no, hey, can you sign the ball for? Oh, yeah, hey. How you spell Charles and how you spell Barkley?
Hey, we got something coming up for you. You have been as entertaining as anybody that we've ever had on this show, but it is time for us to really put you to the test. Are you ready?
Yeah, my hemorrhoids are flaring up, man. Leave them alone.
We're going to hit you with a six pack.
Yeah.
Coming right up. Six pack for Art Still. Hang out. We'll be right back. We're on the Approach Shot.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
When your space has the long-lasting, noticeable scent of Airwick Vibrant Essential Mist, you'll want to invite everyone over. From book club to reality TV watch parties, even the in-laws.
It smells amazing.
Airwick Vibrant Essential Mist is infused with 2 times more essential oil versus regular Airwick Essential Mist for our most authentic, nature-inspired fragrance experience. Airwick Vibrant Essential Mist is perfectly portable and effortlessly easy. The way fragrance should be. Now that's a breath of fresh Airwick.
Hey parents, Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity, set up chores, and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
Here you are, BPMs high, sweat dripping, body moving, tongue panting. You're working hard, real hard, and you're thirsty. You need vitamins, nutrients for peak performance and energy.
And your plants do too. Aw, I mean, just look at the little guy. Water-soluble plant food from Miracle-Gro is full of essential nutrients. Just a little scoop into your watering can and boom, instant feeding and bigger, more beautiful plants. It's kind of like a sports drink for your plants. You may have to suffer from heat, but your plants do not.
And we are back. Art is still art.
He's what?
Still art. Still art.
There you go.
Three times, man.
Three times.
I say.
Yeah.
We are the Approach Shot. I am John Ashton.
I am Neil Michaels. And to do a six pack with a man whose last name is Still.
Abs. Remember, abs, too. ABS.
Abs. We got six it. Pack. Abs. Six pack. The six pack, good sir, is six questions we fire off at you. Boom, boom, boom. And we want the very first answer that comes to mind so we can get a spontaneous answer. No thinking about it. No hemming and hawing.
I plead the Fifth Amendment.
If you do think about it, we'll hit you with, nah. You ready?
Yeah.
So, question one. Your sister Valerie is the leading scorer and
I don't have any. It's only one Still, okay, man. Don't get me confused, dog.
I didn't say her name. I didn't say a last name. I said, sister, your sister, Valerie.
I don't have no sisters. I don't have no brothers. It's only one me.
Okay. She is the leading scorer and rebounder in the history of Kentucky basketball. And we're talking men's and women's Kentucky basketball.
Yeah,
look at him scratch his head. In 2019.
I knew that was going to come up sooner or later. I thought I was doing so good. There's a story behind that one, too.
Hang on. Let me ask the question.
Okay.
She was inducted into the Women's Basketball Hall of Fame. So, Art, at Thanksgiving, who does most of the bragging at your house?
I do. You know, it's usually I do the most bragging. Then I get up, go take a piss, go back and finish that Jane Ram by 2 o'clock in the morning. Now, hey, you know, Joe B. Hall, known, you know, back when I was playing ball, Joe B. Hall, that's basketball, national and all that kind of stuff. So it used to, when she first came down after I left and I got drafted chief, when she came down, University of Kentucky, it was like Art Steele's little sister. One time I was going back to visit after she started doing real good. And old Joe B. Hall, I seen Joe B. Hall when he's passed away and all, but good people and all too. But I seen him, he seen me, he looked at me just kind of, aren't you Valerie Steele's brother? And it was just, and this is no lie. Every time I go back to Kentucky now, aren't you Valerie Steele's brother? and then what happens on top of that? Then people jump up on me, hey, you know, about her being so good. And I said, the thing is, I tell you what, I said, I don't have no problem with that at all. So I said, the thing is, if she, she came down after me, if she didn't take it to another level, we disown her. We just say she was a test tube baby, a sister or whatever. We disown her. I said, she's supposed to go to the next level, man. That's where she's supposed to. So it works out hand in hand.
Keep that last name out there. All right, question two, fill in the blank. My golf game would be so much better if I didn't have to blank.
If I didn't have real bad hemorrhoids, because when I come around on the ball and I hear fish, I'm squeaking, and then I hear, eek, and then I'm like, oh. And then the next thing you know, I hear a glass, bam. And I'm like, preparation when you are when I need you.
Or, you could have said putt. Question three.
Putt, okay.
In 1983, you went on a vegetarian diet. What the hell were you thinking? And lost 30 pounds. The next year, you were back to your original playing weight of 265. What food did you miss the most during that vegetarian year?
There's another two. These are all true stories, man. The hemorrhoids might not be that much true. But, and I shouldn't talk about that much because usually when you start, you might weigh yourself into some hemorrhoids. I don't need no hemorrhoids. But in reference to the 1983, it was just coincidental that I got married that year. I got married that summer in June. And I can, till this day, I can tell you, when we got married, my wife, she couldn't, seafood was like buying, what they call them things, them little sticks, fish sticks. And yes, our mother used to fish sticks and cans. So the thing is, I'm into the health food and all, and I'm watching what I eat and all. And so she started cooking. And then your first year of marriage, you got to eat the crap that they make, man. And I remember one time, I never ate soybeans in my life. I mean, not. She had soybeans. And, you can like cook them about 3 or 4 years. And then you got to cook them 3 or 4 years. And she cooked them probably in about 2 minutes. And I came home, man. She was proud of herself. And here's, it was soybeans. And then she had some chicken she was baking and all. And when I looked at the chicken, she said, check it out in the oven. And I pulled the aluminum foil. Man, the chicken like it's trying to crawl out of the pan, man. So what happened was when I ate those soybeans and all for about 3 or 4 months, man, them things, every time I was talking, I could feel them things rattling right down in my throat. It was like little marbles in the head. But that was part of that was a transition. It wasn't exactly my food and all. It was when you get married, man, you automatically, you lose weight, don't you think?
Only if your wife is a bad cook.
Yeah.
Well, she's doing much better now. She, man, girlfriend can cook now, but back then, hey. And then the funny thing about that, and she'll tell you too, a year or two later, man, what we did? I moved back. My mother and I, we built the house for her. We moved in the house so my mother can teach her how to cook.
Well, here's a strange coincidence. That year that you lost 30 pounds,
yeah,
no accolades. The next year you put 30 pounds back on, back to the Pro Bowl.
I'm gonna give credit to my mother on that one. My wife.
Question four. The Chiefs have had some incredible players over the years. Dawson, Taylor, Priest Holmes, Tony Gonzalez, Mahomes, Kelsey. Which one Chiefs player from another era would you like to have had on your Chiefs teams?
Well, I'm going to tell you another. I was telling you about good people and all. When I was in Kentucky and all, back then they used to send, you know, like scouts and all. My senior year, they send scouts from different teams that come run you and all that kind of stuff. And it just so happened, Hank Stram was the head coach down at New Orleans, the Saints and all.
Mm-hmm.
And one of his assistant coaches was Buck Buchanan.
Whoa.
So Buck came up, you know, Buck's a Chiefs man and all too. Buck came up to run me and all. And then you're talking about the greatest man, good people and all too. And to this day and stuff, well, I don't have it now, but I remember he had his Puma shoes, his New Orleans Saints sweatpants and shirt, and gave me his crap. And then when I did get traded and I came down here, I got drafted by the Chiefs, and Buck was living here in town. He used to take me under his wing. Not only he was a businessman, too. There was other things besides just the football side of things, but Buck would be one of those guys and all, too. Buck was, and I can remember when I was young, you know, because Buck, we all about the same size and all, man, about 6'7", big boy and all, too. But as I said before, one of the nicest guys in the world and all, and I, you know, I appreciate. He was one of the guys, too, was instrumental. Like I was talking about Jim Nicholson. Mm-hmm. Even when I came up here making that transition and all, too, he sat and talked and did things with me and all, too. So
awesome. Yeah, he was an incredible player, too.
Yeah.
Question five. We have magic powers here at the Approach Shot, and we're allowing you, Art, to take a golf lesson from any golfer that ever played, not named Tiger, Jack, or Arnie. Who would you want to take a golf lesson from?
Mo Norman.
Who?
Mo Norman.
That's what I just said.
That's right. I have no idea who Mo Norman is.
Mo Norman's got the best golf swing in the world.
Is that
what
right?
What is thinking wrong, you, Mike? Miguel, what kind of show are you running, man? You don't know who Mo. He had the single plane swing, man. Kyle just get up there and just hit balls, man. Just yawn.
Dude, I thought you said Merle Norman. So I'm thinking that you're trying to take golf lessons from somebody who sells.
Hey, Big Josh, you seem trying to get out of that one hunt, man.
Yeah. Hey, We ain't buying it, Neil.
Hey, you thought I said Merle Haggard?
That's exactly right.
You're right, man.
Mama, don't let your babies grow up to be something. Yeah.
Take this club and lose it, because I ain't hitting no more balls.
Oh, so Mo Norman and Merle Norman, are they related? Or
no,
I'm sorry.
No, I just put Merle in there, man, because I said Mo Norman, because Mo Norman's got the single plane and real simple swing, man, and he was pretty methodical about how to very tech. They said, hey, John, did you know something about Mo?
Yeah.
They said he had, I don't know, they said he had some autism in too. He was autistic.
Yeah, he was on the spectrum a little bit, yeah.
Yeah, but he was, man, cut, man. You see him just effort, man. He just swing, man. She, like. So that's, if I grow up, I'm going to be just like him.
I think maybe I was but just my, thrown off by the fact that he actually gave a correct answer. You know, I was fully expecting you to say Jack Nicholson or your grandmother or something that made no damn sense.
Okay, let me try it again. Ask me that question again. Just ask it one more
running
time.
Running this damn show.
No, give me one more time. Give me one more. Right. Ask me the question.
If you could take a golf lesson from anybody not named Tiger, Jack, or Arnie, who would it be?
Charles Barkley.
See, that's what I was expecting. There you go. Not that I needed that, but when
not the right answer. Okay,
Wait, what? All right.
I sometimes you gotta have that little hesitation in your tank to hit the ball, man. Because matter of fact, you know, you think about it. Charles probably could help me because remember you was talking about the ball. I said the ball be jumping on the tee and all. So if I can, and I probably that's what's how it happened to Charles, man. The ball is moving. That's why I got, and then his ball go down. He goes down and go up and down. Oh, that's the problem I got. I got those movable balls.
There you go.
Move. Got to watch out for those, man.
Yeah, I got those.
Don't even.
Yeah, I got
question
those.
Six.
I got those agile balls.
Good for you. Don't put that on the back of your car or anything.
Medication. Take care of that problem.
Question six. Since we are the approach shot, Art Still, in your approach to life, what one rule do you live by?
I write it on my email and all the time. I've seen it before. Everyone we face each day is facing issues we know nothing about. Be kind.
I love that.
Yep.
Did you wait an hour into this show to start to get serious? First, you gave me Mo Norman. That was beautiful, man. That was absolutely beautiful.
Hey, the medication's wearing off.
One or the other.
No. Hey, you know, funny thing about that, and that's the truth. That's the way I was raised too. But it's just kind of funny, just like my wife and all. Even when I'm going places, going to the store and all, my objective, and I always tell people, is make 2 or 3 friends a day, man. You never know, man. Something might go down, and you made some friends. They got your back.
Yeah.
So I should have about a couple million friends by now.
Well, I know you got 2 new ones today, sir.
Oh, well, I would like to disown y'all.
But we're stuck to you. You can't get rid of us that easy, man.
As they would say, I'm doing bad, but I'm not doing that bad.
You know, he can say all he wants to, John, but you know he loves us, and he's especially, he's still looking at your hair. I could pull that off.
I'm going to put y'all out on the golf course, man, in the woods, and have them special balls find you.
CB on them.
Yes,
exactly. Hey, Art, CBD, nice job.
You are. You said CB, CBD. Oh man, that's what we.
Oh, no, look at that! Something. How about that?
Wow,
a new way to feel your game.
Yeah,
you are off the hot seat. Nice job, I guess. we've lost complete control of this show, so I mean, I'm just going to say it was nice, and you know.
Well, I was going to say too. Good thing I'm sitting on a bag of ice, man. It wasn't as hot as I thought it was going to be.
That's just because you're cool, man.
That's because my hemorrhoids are cool now. No, I'm just
back to that.
Yeah. Well,
hey, Art, great to have you on the show. We really enjoyed talking with you,
Hey, when you gonna invite me so I can show you all my skills?
You know what I'm gonna do? You're in what part of town are you in now?
Doesn't matter. Whatever town you want me in, I'm there.
You're in Arizona, right?
He's in Kansas City.
Arizona, Kansas City, and whatever.
Yeah. Okay, because his phone comes up as Arizona, and Nikki Poo is in Arizona. We ought to get the two of you out on a golf course, me, John, you, and Nikki Poo, and have some fun.
Man, hey, I would welcome that. I would walk out there to hang out with Nikki Poo and play some golf with him.
There you go. That's fun.
It'd be so happen I'm hitting foul balls, man. You know, Nikki Poo. Hey, I hit them Scud missile balls, man. It was like boomerangs, man. Again, that's why I always tell people when I swing and hit, fall down on the ground because that ball is like, you know, almost like a boomerang. I can come back into the back of your head. Who knows?
But you know, based on the story you told us about Nick, that it doesn't matter. He would just manage to get out of the way.
No. I like to him try that on these special balls I got, man. Let's try that out, man, sometime.
Let's see how that goes.
Yeah. And if they ever let you back on the big blue course at the UK club, Give me a holler. It's 40 down, minutes down the road. So
what part of town you in, Big John?
I'm in Shelbyville.
Shelbyville, man. Shelbyville. That's what I was looking at. They got good property out there, pretty reasonable price. Everything is so high nowadays.
Oh man, the prices here are you gotta come quick because everybody's scarfing up the horse farms and building
subdivisions. That's what I'm saying, man.
Yeah.
Well, I thought Shelbyville, you more out in the country, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. You got some, how much acreage you got?
Oh, me, I just got half acre. I'm just a little suburban dude, man.
That's all? Oh, you suburb. I thought you and Billy Ray Cyrus was related, man.
No, man, we just downsized. Wife and I got rid of the kids and everybody, and we just got us a house and a little yard that I pay some little Spanish guy to mow every weekend.
Look at you, man. Look at you with that Amazon mustache, man. You think, man, broke you in, dog. I thought you was a real man. I ain't know you thought you was one of them she men. I mean, oh, man, you don't say that. Boy, that's it. Hey, I like to retract that statement and buy three vowels.
Yeah, okay. There you go. All right.
Well done.
Say it, man. One more time together. John, want to say it one time together? Still.
Sure. Still.
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 Still. It's been great having you here still. And
still.
People, check him out. You find him online. Take a look at, he's already mentioned abs a couple times, so I'm sure people are going to figure that out. But also,
looking for somebody, at these charity golf events that really want to make an impact on not only their foundation, but on the neighborhood, the houses, mm-hmm. the animals, the people and all.
Give them a call.
And the only thing I do is just put put the logo on the name of the ball. I'm a marketing guru. I can get balls and houses they never had before, man.
Awesome. All right, Art. Thanks for popping in and talking with us today on the Approach Shot. We love having
you. Okay, hey, you guys take care, and I appreciate you guys really, really made me feel like I belong now. I think I might take a shower today.
There you go. Huh. Perfect. Love it.
Good.
Yeah.
All right, brother.
Glad we could be of assistance.
Yeah, this smelly place I've been in for a while. No, I'm just joking.
Dr. Still Art. Still.
Okay, you guys take care. Have a great day then.
You too. Thanks for hanging with us on the Approach Shot.
Life is a highway. And on it, there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Hey, parents. Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity. Set up chores and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
On this episode of Plant Killers, we'll explore one nation's most notorious fruit and vegetable killer, bad dirt. What makes bad dirt so bad? The answer? The ingredients. But fear not, true crime enthusiasts. This story has a happy ending. New Miracle-Gro Organic Raised Bed and Garden Soil. It's made with quality organic ingredients from upcycled green waste like compost and aged bark. Unlike the other guys who can't say the same. Looks like bad dirt's murdering days are over, thanks to Miracle-Gro. Join us next time on Plant Killers.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Okay.
Woo, Art, my ears
still
hurt.
Yep. Left the building, I think.
I gotta tell you, I've never felt in 118 shows like we completely lost control. We've had guys who were funny, who talked a lot, who, you ended up having to cut out a lot of stuff.
Uh-huh.
But, man, I felt like every time I followed him down a path, he'd like change paths. So I was like, no, wait, I don't want to know what you're saying. Come back.
I think stream of consciousness. This guy talks like James Joyce wrote.
Yes. Wow. That's really well said. Well, and the thing that's great about this, a lot of time you and I talk off microphone about how we want the show to sound. And sure, we want it to be nice and tidy, and we want to talk to them about their on-air, their playing time. We want to mm-hmm. talk to them about the time they spent on the air if they were somebody who did some broadcasting. Sure. We want to talk about golf, and then we want to do the six-pack. He threw the rules right out and just talked about whatever the hell he wanted to, and I enjoyed the hell out of it. And I think everybody will, because this is not the 6'7", 265-pound guy who used to terrorize quarterbacks, who you'd think would be very difficult to talk to. And, Art, mm-hmm. can you please tell us of your time with the Chiefs? No, man, he just went.
Yeah, and, you know, it takes a lot of those balls he kept talking about losing to just look at the two hosts of a podcast who invite you to come on and say, yeah, I don't care how you want to do it. This is what I want to do.
This is what I want to talk about: hemorrhoids. I want to talk about Charles Barkley. I want to talk about putting helmets on your kids. It all happened. And no, you didn't lose your mind. That was all said in part one and part two.
Yeah. So, and it worked. So we enjoyed it. Hope you enjoyed it. Come back next week. And we'll do it again.
We'll do it again.
Just not with him.
No promises that it's going to be somebody who goes off the rails like that, but we'll be back doing it again next week for sure. I am going to do something I never do. I'm going to tell people who it is that's going to be with us next week. Because I can tell you, it will not be off the rails.
Okay.
This is one of those guests that you have to brag about. Scott Hamilton.
Ooh.
The Olympic skater, the gold medalist, and arguably the greatest men's figure skater of all time. He's going to be our guest next week. So if you listen to Art this week, don't expect it to sound like that next week. Because I think Scott has maybe been in front of a number of microphones and kind of knows how this goes.
Yeah, he's got the ability to self-edit.
Exactly. Which you know how some people say, I had the ability, but I did not have the know-how. Yeah, I forgot actually.
I had the right to remain silent, just but not, the, not ability. Have the ability.
That's right. That's a Ron White bit. That's right.
Yes.
All right, John. Well, I'm going to recover, and I know you are too, and it's going to take a while, probably.
It's going to take a while. But, I mean, this week was the right week for it because I am in recovery, so I can recover from everything.
Absolutely. Please, we'll get back. Please be fully recovered for Scott Hamilton next week.
We certainly will. You come back and check us out. Website, approachshot.net. Leave a comment on the Talk to Us page. Buy yourself a golf shirt. It's the season. And if you don't have one, you're just not cool. Or maybe even a coffee mug. Okay. So there you go.
Everything you said. Boom.
I'm John.
Come back
Ashton.
Again next week for Scott Hamilton. I'm Neil Michaels.
This episode of The Approach Shot presented by Bet Online.
You've been listening to The Approach Shot with the Weekend Golf Guys. If you like this week's episode, be sure to subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you download your podcasts. And find us on the web at approachshot.net.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Ask Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off Duration and SuperDeck products May 17th through the 20th. That means 30% off our most popular color family, blue. Psychologists have found it to be soothing and relaxing, which makes it especially great for bedrooms and bathrooms. And of course, get 30% off all of our other colors. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Hey parents, Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity, set up chores, and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
On this episode of Plant Killers, we'll explore one nation's most notorious fruit and vegetable killer, bad dirt. What makes bad dirt so bad? The answer? The ingredients. But fear not, true crime enthusiasts. This story has a happy ending. New Miracle-Gro Organic raised bed and garden soil. It's made with quality organic ingredients from upcycled green waste like compost and aged bark. Unlike the other guys who can't say the same. Looks like bad dirt's murdering days are over, thanks to Miracle-Gro. Join us next time on Plant Killers.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.